On March 27, 2025, members of the Fédération des Jeunes Francophones de Nouveau-Brunswick delivered an open letter to the Legislative Assembly of New Brunswick, demanding that the provincial government begin a debate and eventually pass a bill to lower the voting age in New Brunswick from 18 to 16. The Fédération was supported by several students from Fredericton's École Sainte-Anne, where students have discussed the issue and feel capable of participating in New Brunswick's democratic process. Here's École Sainte-Anne Student Council President, Romaine Doucette.
We did have a meeting about it, and we had a lot of students interested and wanting to learn more and possibly get here and speak. It's definitely frustrating that with this weather, not all of them were willing to take the half an hour walk that it was to get here. But I would say a lot of them are interested to at least know more and really feel like they could take that responsibility. I guess once you start hitting the ages of 15 to 17, you start feeling like you have an impact on everything except voting. You do your taxes, you contribute to society in so many ways, and it just gets very frustrating that that's the one way you can't contribute.
It's not a coincidence that students from École Sainte-Anne were so involved in this process, as education and schools are at the core of the movement to lower the voting age. Here's Emma Raphael, president of the Fédération des Jeunes Francophones de Nouveau-Brunswick.
So a couple months ago, we were told by the students of New Brunswick that this is something they wanted to see. And so for us, what's really important to remember about 16, you can drive a car, you can pay taxes, you can join the military at 16, but right now you can't choose the people who are making those exact decisions for you. And so for us at our Federation, what's really important would be civics education. It's something that they do have on the Anglophone side, and we are working to get towards the Francophones. And so we're really hoping that we can include civics education inside of our school system, and so that when you are encouraged to vote for the first time in high school at 16 or 17, or right when you come out, depending on when's your election, that you are prepared, you are informed, you're an educated citizen, and we're hoping that this will create a movement for the next couple of years so more people become educated citizens who want to vote and understand the purpose of a vote.
Importantly, this issue is being spearheaded by Francophone high schoolers, but is by no means limited to the Francophone community in Fredericton.
From Fredericton High Schools, we do have L'École Sainte-Anne that has signed this letter. Now our next step is going into the English schools so we can get their approval as well. I think it was easy for us to go into the French schools because that is our knowledge. However, in our meetings today with the different members who sit at the assembly, we were given some key people that we could go see from the English side. So we will be going to contact them so we can have English high schools as well on this letter.
Emma elaborated further on the justification for lowering the voting age in New Brunswick.
I tell you, what's the difference between 16 and 18? Because it's not a whole lot. We're doing the same things. We've already driven a car. We've already paid taxes. We've already had a job. And especially if we have civics education in school, the difference between 16 and 18 is really absolutely nothing but a number. We're hoping that if more people start to vote at 16, that there will be more people who exercise that vote. I think it's really important that no matter who you vote for, you get educated on what you're voting and you do use that right, because it is a right. And so I think that if we lower the voting age to 16, we will have more voters in the next coming years. And hopefully that will make our democratic process even better, because more people will be engaged in what the people at the Legislative Assembly do for us.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.